Blog Talk Radio.
Mother, we love you.
Welcome live to Soul Food Music on Tribe Family Channel, a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand. I am Beverly Black, and it is an honor, privilege, and a pleasure to welcome you to Soul Food Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Light, co-hosted by Beverly Black, produced by Daisy Brown, and sponsored by the Dream Castle Villa in Montego Bay, Jamaica.
This legendary supergroup, formed in the late 50s as two separate groups, the Chanteurs and the Desideros, joined forces in the early 60s to become Marshall and the Highlights. In 1964, they changed their name in tribute to their hometown, Chicago, and became the Shylights. The hits started coming in 1971 and 1972 with Have You Seen Her and Old Girl, each selling over 1 million copies. In 2000, they were inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. In 2005, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. And in 2013, the R&B Music Hall of Fame. Their music has been heard around the world, as well as movies. In 1996, they appeared in Original Gangsters, Only the Strong Survive in 2002, and recently, the movie trailer for the Disney picture Finding Dory. They continue to wow audiences worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, live on Soul Food Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shine Light, Mr. Marshall Thompson. What's happening, Godfather?
Hey, brother, good evening. That was a beautiful song you just played. I really, I'm sitting here and listening to it. It was great.
Well, you know, that's your sister over there, Miss Daisy Brown, the Queen of Diamonds, always helping us hold it down, producing this special Mother's Day show. Sister Daisy Brown, say hello to your brother. Daisy Brown. All right, maybe
Lord,
we're having some
so
technical
sorry.
Difficulties.
I'm sorry.
I forgot I told y'all to mute the phone. That's my bad for asking.
Hello, my brother. How you doing, babe?
How you doing? That was a beautiful song. Just went off the radio. I really enjoyed listening to it.
You know, that's what I wrote for my mama.
Well, you wrote a winner. That's what you wrote.
I love it.
That was a great song.
Thank you. That's
song.
The Brooklyn All Stars.
Well, I don't care. They can be the Amelands All Stars. They got a hit. I don't call them the Brooklyn All Star. I call them the Money All Star. They put that in.
Godfather. Now we got some special guests waiting for you, Godfather, and we're so thankful and grateful to Daisy Brown for opening show with the legendary intruders as we salute our mothers. So we want the Queen of Diamonds to give us the honors and give us a little something sweet and short that honors your mother. And Godfather, would you do the same?
Well, all I can say is I had a beautiful mother. She's no longer with me here, but she's here with me in spirit. And I'm for the insight that she had and the upbringing that I had. My mother was a very special lady, and I love her dearly. I miss her so much. And if I could only hear her voice one more time, I'll tell you, I'd say amen.
Well, hallelujah anyhow, because she sure raised a beautiful daughter, and you're just as sweet as you want to be, and you're my mama, D. So now,
thank
Godfather,
you.
give us something short and sweet, if you will. Because, see, I saw your, Lord, your baby picture. You stayed suited. Oh, you haven't been in his suits, Godfather. What's that?
Well, my mom was one of the greatest to me. You know, she would stand by me all the time, every time up in my career before she passed away. And that way I made sure that she had a great care of her. The days you can tell you, I had 42 limousines, okay, on her funeral. You know, I had to give her a great movement because she was a great lady, believed in me all the step of the way. 10 years for the Shy Lights to get their first hit, she was always there. When we was on the road, wasn't making no money, she would always send us some money to get back home. Or the promoter wouldn't pay us, ran out with all the money. So, and by the time she kind of passed away, we had made it already. So I had a great career with her.
Yes, yes.
Well, praise be to God. Well, I had some turbulent times in my life as well, and I pray to God that in my mother's lifetime, in my mother and father's lifetime, for that matter, to let me straighten up and fly right. And he did. And my mother stuck by me through all of those times and into seeing me get myself together and become a two-time publisher. And, of course, that has grown. And she never knew about the radio show. But I'm sure she's smiling down in heaven. And as are all the mothers, they should be proud of the legacy and the torch that we're carrying. And
amen.
So this is a very special Mother's Day show for the mothers with the singers of I'll Always Love My Mama. Now, come on, who ain't going to always love their mama? Okay? I'm going to always love my mama. I'm like you, Godfather, all through the thick and through the thin. When it wasn't no money or when, Lord, my first car and my bank account and, you know, all that went down the tubes. You know, I was 17. Where else was I to put it? You know, but Mama stuck with me. So now
yeah,
I'll get to the brief biography of,
Only place you can go when you get put out is your mama's house to get that peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh Lord, how about well, you right about that. You right about that, you know, and I like yourself carry mantras and traditions and the strength and all of the goodness that our mothers infused in us. We have character, we have empathy, and we have love. And so in the theme of love, since I love the intruders, I'm not going to keep these brothers waiting. They got management on the line, too, and you know he ain't for no long, drawn out, ain't getting to the show. So we're going to get to the show. So for over four decades ago, four young men from North Philadelphia, born and raised, oh, no, that's the other one, North Philadelphia, entertained family, friends, and passerbys with their street corner doo-wop harmonies, known as the Intruders, Sam Little Sonny, Brown, Eugene Bird, Daltrey, Philip Phil, Terry, and Robert Big Sonny Edwards, all had aspirations of singing professionally worldwide before thousands of admiring fans. Their desire to perform and record music came to fruition in 1961. I was two. And ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, please put your hands together for the Intruders. Welcome,
hello.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
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 Hi, everybody.
What's up?
Hello. How y'all doing?
And Marshall, yeah, we just left you not too long ago, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we was on the same. What was that show?
Baltimore show.
Yeah, Baltimore show. Yeah. Good to see you again, man. I was glad to see you. This is Glenn.
You had a great show.
Thank you.
Now, I need y'all to turn y'all speakers up or turn y'all voices up and speakers down because I don't want to miss any of these gems y'all going to drop from y'all crown. So the first one of the intruders, please introduce yourself and give us a little background.
I'm Glenn Montgomery, and I've been with the Truders since, well, before 61, since 59. I was their valet, and that's something. I was their valet, and met Big Sonny, Sonny Edwards, and he introduced me to Bird. And when he introduced me to Bird, like, that was just it. I just was crazy about Bird, following Bird around. And we wind up getting me in the group because sir, we had a few problems in the group, you know, and we broke up a couple of times. You know, Marshall, you know how I did.
Wait. You're dropping the gems too fast, and if you don't know me by now, you will never know me. So now go back just a little bit, and where were you their valet at? Because, see, we're curating history, so we need the names. We're trying to go down memory lane and see what they were doing and all of that. So go back a little bit for me.
Yeah, well, that was back in the Gowan days before he became the Gam and Huff, Philly International, before we got there. We was with Gowan label, and that's when we made Come Home Soon. That was their first record. That was their first record. Then we went on and with Kenny Gamble.
Okay, tell people y'all have an interview. Don't be talking to you and interrupting you while you're talking to me. You'll be back shortly. Now, before you got with Kenny Gamble, what? Oh, yeah, I'm very cognizant. Come on, we can keep this party going. It's for the mamas now.
No, I said they had already recorded. We had already recorded on the Gowan label. And that's where we come from. During that time, like I said, I was a bird. But as time went on.
Okay, so you breaking up ever since they came and started talking to you and got you moving around, and now we losing you. So we got to have you stationary.
Okay,
so then when they got, you multitasking, that's all right, I'm multitasking too. I'm with you. I want all the gems, that's why I'm working on it.
Turn your head to the right. Turn your head to the right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's the story. In 75, everybody broke up, and then Bird came back, and he got me, myself, and him, and we went on and got the Intruders as it is today. Then I lost Bird in 94. In 95, we lost Lil Sonny. Yeah, that was two
rest
big blows to us.
Power.
But I promised him I would keep it going. And since then, I've been trying to do the best I could. And
You're doing it.
Thank you.
You're carrying that torch. Willing, dealing business over here and this and that over there and interviewing, and you're doing it. You're carrying the torch and the baton. You keep doing what you're doing. We love the Intruders, and rest in peace and power to all of them. And then to the next speaker. No, wait, hold on, because we're going to get to everybody. I want him to pass the baton to the next man. And then whoever he passes to, because there's so many of you all, we will be pressed for time if I didn't keep some order in the house.
Yeah, that's right. We got the whole crew
right
here.
Let him pass the baton. Who's up next?
Phil Gay. I'm going to pass the baton to Phil Gay. That's my partner. And, he's been here. We all been here for a while. So I'm going to give it off to Phil Gay.
How you doing there, everyone?
How you doing?
Hello, Phil.
Okay, you got it, Phil? Yeah.
How you feeling? Hello, how you doing, Marshall? How you feel there, buddy?
Pretty good there, Marsh.
Great show in Baltimore, you did. Great show, man.
Yeah,
thank you.
And I got a honey in Baltimore, so that's where I'll be at most of the time, too.
No wonder you did a great show.
My P's and Q's. But see, I'm going to be quick. Glenn forgot to tell you that me, him, James Murphy, he's out on the other line also. We've been together since 1960, singing on the corners and been together. And we still together.
Wait, don't go too fast now. What corner was this?
It's South Philadelphia corner.
Okay.
On the corner,
so y'all
South Philadelphia.
Harmonizing.
Yes, we was. Yep. We were called the Masters of Time back at that time. And then we used to hang up the studio all the time on Broad Street. And we started hanging in there, and then we did background work for Barbara Mason, Eddie Holman. That's us singing in the background, me, Glenn, Murphy. Hey There, Lonely Girl, Barbara Mason, Yes, I'm Ready. That's the Intruders in the background. Well, we are the Intruders now, so that was us.
I'm glad I'm sitting down.
We always been together. We can go on and on, but I thank God that we are the three that still stayed together for life, and we're still here, and we're carrying the baton.
That's some very good input.
Yes,
very
Lord. Okay, well, who are you going to pass the baton to, my brother? That was, unless somebody, Daisy or Marshall, I forgot to ask them if they wanted to have words with the previous speaker. I'm sorry.
No, let's just keep it moving. It's good. But, Phil, I know you don't remember me, but I'm from Billy Taylor's camp. I was his manager there. And way
little
back.
Short lady. Thank you, the little short lady. No taller than Glenn.
The little, the beautiful short lady, yeah.
That's right. And you know I remember you. Yes, I do. Baltimore, see? I said Baltimore, back in Baltimore again.
Yeah. I'm
forget
still
you,
Lord.
Daisy, I want to thank you, Daisy, for being there for us for all the years we've known you. You've always been a beautiful person.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
That goes
so.
Wow. Thank you both.
And thank you.
Well, that's my Mama D now. That's my Mama D.
All right.
And that's my Mama too then.
I know that's right. She's just as sweet as she could be. Who would you have take the baton next?
I'm going to James Murphy.
Come on up in here, James. Don't leave nothing out. You see, I'll stop everybody. I need to know the name of the corner, the marquee, the neighborhood.
Okay, I heard my name. They said James Murphy. That's me. That's you, James. Okay.
Come on.
I'm James Murphy. I'm fine. I'm the first tenor in the group. I took Burry's place.
Okay.
Wow. All right now.
It was rough holding it down after Burry left. I didn't think I'd be able to make it, but I had a lot of experience and listened to Intruders all those years and wishing that one day I would be in their place. Me, Glenn, and Philip, we kept on holding it down, rehearsing, and finally we got a chance. And we jumped on
wonderful.
In there. Yes, we jumped in there.
That's a wonderful thing.
And
if it wasn't for Glenn, Glenn told us to stay in there. Glenn kept the group going and kept in touch with the original brothers from the Intruders, and they told us you can take our place. As long as y'all can keep doing what y'all are doing, everything will be good. And that's what we've been doing all these years, holding it down.
Holding it down.
That's a beautiful thing. Yes, yes. All right, well,
yes,
now,
is, yes.
Where are you from? Are you from Philadelphia as well?
Yes, I'm from Philadelphia.
Oh, Lord, not what, if you ain't from Philadelphia, you sure would can't be
wasn't
on the Perceive.
See, he wasn't from Philly.
And Philip was raised in South Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But now I'm from Germantown, but me, Glenn and Philip, was raised and grew up in South Philadelphia. Now I'm from Germantown in Philadelphia. But that's cool, but we could hold it down wherever we at in Philadelphia.
You know what? I was just thinking about Philadelphia. I'm like, oh, Lord. Philadelphia, you know, you have to, that's hood strong.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
I didn't make
we're
that one up. I saw that.
Okay,
so Marshall, remember some of them battles up at the old Uptown? Remember Marshall?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yes, yeah.
Well, go ahead. What happened at the Uptown battles, since you want to go down that road?
It was some shows. Everybody was getting down. Just getting down.
Everybody.
Yeah.
In Philadelphia, the Uptown Theater, that was a little before we made it. We started Shy Lights in '59, but we didn't make it. The Intruders made it before we did. They had the hits before us. And we used to love singing some of their songs, the Intruder songs.
All right.
And then 1968 came. Then I had my first hit, Give It Away. Took me to the Apollo Theater. And took me from there, took me over to the Uptown, the Royal Theater in Baltimore, the Howard Theater in Washington.
Howard
the
Theater,
Intruders had a heck of a group then. I mean, everybody wanted to sing Cowboys and Girls. Everybody wanted to sing United. All the hits goes on and on and on with the Intruders.
Yeah.
You know.
But
and
we sung a lot of yours, too. We sung a lot of yours. Have you seen that? Oh, my God.
Well, that's great. I mean, we had number one records and all that. That was good. But you all still helped pave the way for everybody else, too, because anytime you come on before with a hit record, then people following you patient for what you have. You see? Everybody wanted to go, everybody wanted to be on that level. You know, we was on the road, me and Jackie Wilson, for years. We weren't making a nickel. We weren't making a nickel out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I know who I
am. So I have my Tudors had those hits in front, so they was getting more money. And then after time went on, when we got to the 70s, we dashed out there and really, really got out there and made that big money, you know. But it's still somebody had to trade that pace for you to get to there. And we had to go with somebody. So we went to the Temptations. We went with the Intruders. We went to Dales. You know, those are people.
Well, we thank you,
you know. But, people don't understand. They think it's easy. It was easy. It's nothing easy about this. I mean, when we hit the road when we was in the 60s, we hit the road, we just had to sneak in the back door to our own show. You know,
tell me about
front of no theater. We went to the back.
Yeah,
You didn't do that. But people don't understand. They think everything was easy out here.
It was easy, and you had it good. The only way we had it good was we were doing what we loved to do, we loved to perform, and that's what made it easy. But other than that, it was rough. You know, people beating you, people doing everything happening.
That is correct.
That's
so
the truth.
We know where you come from. I know exactly where you come from. I know what you went through, and I wasn't even there. I was there going through the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So we know about, I can tell you about all the promoters didn't pay you. because we use the same ones.
It was the same ones. That's right.
Same guy. Go on stage. We'll pay you when we get off. We didn't know no better. We went on stage.
That's right.
The food and ran out the door. He just went, go catch
him. But the facts, though,
now.
Yeah.
You remember New York City at the hotels? We used to get the room all the way to the back in the middle.
So getting in the middle
where the guy at the desk couldn't see to the back room in the back. And we always wanted the first floor. Because you can let that window up, climb out that window when it's time to pay.
Listen, I got a business to run over here. Y'all better be moving. Godfather, let me let him pass the baton. Godfather, let me let him pass the baton and make sure that we get all the fellas introduced. But Godfather, I want to come back to what you said about having to come in through the back door. Are we talking about because of the racial disparities and the group not being able to perform? Okay, pin that. I got to come back to that. You know, I got a historian on this line. So pin that, and we'll come back, and let's get everybody introduced. We have two more introductions, right?
Right.
Is management keeping up? Okay, come on, management. I know you're on the line. Okay, pass the baton for me. Who's next? After James.
It's Calvin Hines. Yeah, Calvin Hines.
Okay. Come on and slide on the stage for us. Hey. Are you in a relationship?
All right. How you doing, Marshall?
Brothers?
How you doing, buddy?
All right. Well, my experience was, we were the first group after the original group had broke up, and that was back in 1980. So it was me and Glenn and Michael Singletary, who's no longer with us, but
rest in peace.
And Bird. Of course.
Rest in peace. Mm-hmm.
And no, he's not dead. He's just not with us.
Oh, just not. Well, when y'all say not with us, I take it all the way away. Okay,
we're no longer
in the group. Okay, I'm sorry. My apologies.
No longer in the group.
Okay, there we go. And my apologies, because we're dealing with these legends and seeing we're curating a lot of, you know, the older legends. So that's why, you know, it's an automatic thing. My apologies. Go ahead.
Okay. So during that time, we were, like, building it up, you know. So we had a couple of TV appearances locally in Philadelphia. I'm from South Philadelphia also. I used to have an acapella group, and Michael Singletary asked me, did I want to sing with the Intruders? So I didn't believe him. I'm like, all right, I'll try it out. So I got the Bird's house.
You didn't believe him? You circumspect about it?
Huh?
You didn't believe him? You were circumspect
about it? Yeah, I just didn't believe what he was saying. So when I got to the rehearsal, I'm looking all around. I looked at Bird. I said, okay. And then I looked at the wall going down the steps, a bunch of pictures down there. And I said, all right, okay. It's a real deal then. Okay. So, you know, we rehearsed for about, I don't know how long we rehearsed. How long we rehearsed, man? Almost a year.
That's okay. But y'all got it right.
So
apparently, you're still there.
We rehearsed for about a year almost. But this is the only group that I know sang with some of the original members. Bird to start out with. Then we sang with Bird and Bobby Starr.
Yeah.
Bobby, and I think we had a personal appearance by Lil Sonny at one gig we did for Jerry Blavitt. So we kind of like sang with all the guys, you know, except for Big Sonny and Phil. But
basically, you've been blessed. You got the blessings of the originals, and were honored to be able to have their company and see and receive their blessings. In other words, because they're seeing you carrying on the legacy, second generation now, right?
Right. You're absolutely right.
And Marshall.
Right.
The first time I met Marshall was at Second Cousins in Philly.
Jimmy Walker. I asked him for my money, and he said he'll be back, and I ain't seen him yet. 20 years ago.
He was good.
Well, you're not talking about shotgun Jimmy Walker, are you?
No,
the promoter.
Yeah, she's talking about
shotgun. Okay.
The song. He didn't pay you either. He's another Jimmy Walker.
Who was Well, Mr. Hines, thank you. Who are you gonna pass the baton to? We got one left, right?
Oh, we got the newcomer.
Yeah.
Never all
right, come on.
Hey, how are everybody doing out there tonight? My name is
Great.
Earl Lassiter.
We're good.
I go under as Lassiter. I'm the newest person in the group, you know, and I thank God for Glenn for giving me the chance to be the lead singer for the group. And, you know, I started actually singing as they opened an act. So I've been knowing Glenn and Phil for like over 20 years. So, you know, I'm just blessed by them giving me that chance.
Right.
Was after somebody's job ever since you was opening for them.
Yeah, you deserve it. You deserve it.
Don't be telling our age.
he said he was the opening act.
Who you born, Phil?
Somebody's job.
When you start talking,
and I just recently had a birthday too, April the 26th.
Well,
mine was the
29th. Oh, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Everybody know how old you are because I already done told you, y'all was before me.
Somehow I knew you was going to slip back in there.
And they all was born in the early 1900s. They all were born in the early 1900s.
Okay, well, I'm glad. That's a perfect segue. Speaking of the 1900s, we're going to take this back around to the Godfather. Welcome all the intruders, first and second generation. It is an honor, privilege, and a pleasure. And again, you are tuned in to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing up the shy light. And I am Beverly Black, the creator of this platform. Our producer, Daisy Brown, is always right here helping us hold it down, and we are sponsored by the Dream Castle Villa in Montego Bay, Jamaica. This special Mother's Day show is with the intruders, and we have first and second generation baton bearers holding it down. These kings have dropped gems out of their crown, and we're about to go back for a second round because I want to know why you couldn't get in the dough. Starting with the Godfather, take me back, because I wasn't on the bus. I was born in 1959. I have Cowboys to Girl on 45. And when I see you, I'll be the one running you down like I ain't got no sense trying to get an autograph. But
come on,
Godfather,
tell me, Godfather,
about the hardships of that time when you say we had to go in to the back door. And anybody that needs to chime in, again, I want to thank civil rights icon Mr. Joseph Jackson Jr. for listening in on the line, led and trained by Megar Evers to desegregate the Tougaloo College libraries in 1961 with a sit-in. Okay, you had to be bold to march up into a whites-only library in 61. So tell us about the doors that y'all marched up in, the Ku Klux Klan running around at night.
Well, we had a lot of that. First of all, when Emmett Till, my partner, before they sent him down to Mississippi, he was drill teaming. He was in my drill team here in Chicago. And we, his mother sent him down to Mississippi. And after he sent him down to Mississippi, a few days later, we found out he got killed down there. That's where it started. And everybody in Chicago and my drill team, which was called the Cadet Drill Corps, we was very heartbroken because we had just got through in the parade, the Bud Billiken Parade, the biggest parade in Chicago. And we had just got through finishing up our parade, and he was on his way down south. Okay? And after that was over, I went into, that's when the Shylight started to move now. So when we got into the Shylight side, we hit that road, and the first places we had to go on the shows, we had to like go in the back door, a lot of things. They didn't separate everybody yet. It was still one side, the other side, okay? We went in there and did our shows. We went to the hotels. The hotel we get, there's only so many hotels you can go to and look at. And hotel bill might be $50, okay? Maybe that much. But we didn't even have $2. So what we did, we went in and registered. Good thing you can pay when you leave back in them days. Now you got to pay when you go, just like we do when we get our shows. You got to pay before you do the show, not after.
Y'all like so.
So we went to the desk at the hotel, and it was sound check time. We had a sound check time, and the guy said, okay, we told him, well, we're going to sound check. We'll see you later on tonight after the show. So what we did, we went to our room. It was on the first floor. We always get a first floor. And it's time to go to sound check. We made sure the bags went out the window. And with her, we went to the sound check, did the show. And then we already had our bags. So we came in with the bags and we went out the window with the bags.
Y'all didn't have no green book back then?
We didn't have nothing, man. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying, you know the green book is, right?
Come on in here with that green book.
Hotel bill was $25, but the gig was only paying $10. You couldn't even
pay. Lord have mercy. Y'all had to duck some of those hotels. Y'all had to duck out sometimes, Godfather.
But one thing we was honest. A lot of them hotels were still there. That we played when we got some real money, we went right back there and took our bills. That's one thing we did.
Okay, segue to that green book that helped y'all travel back in the South. Who was that?
That was Calvin.
Tell nobody, y'all. See nobody.
No, I was just asking, did y'all have one?
we had y'all all kind of books.
What's the green book? What is the green book?
The green book was to tell you all the hotels that were accepting black people and that all the restaurants that you could eat in.
They had the green book on the restaurants too. Sure did.
Today it's called the Black Business Directory.
Now it is. Would you call it the misery directory?
The Black Business Directory.
It's called the Black Business Directory.
People are so blessed today. I can say it. They have to thank God every day for Mother's Day and whatever. My people now, my crew now, they fly all the time. And they used to say, I'm going to drive somewhere. Well, we didn't even have no air conditioning when we drove to California back in the day.
You're right about that.
You want some air? you better get the roller window down and try to drive fast as you can to get the air in that car.
Lord, how
man,
much?
That's the truth. Yeah.
And the people
all
talking
right.
about staying in. People talking about staying in right now, and they bored. What were they gonna do back in the days when we only had one channel, Channel 3, and it goes off the
how,
car?
How
but you
about
remember
that? Lord,
at
how
one
much?
Time you didn't even have
I'll
Channel 3.
Right. Now they got 200 channels, so they just four.
Yeah.
All right,
okay,
now I have a question for the intruders. I have a question for the intruders, and we're going to find out. And sorry to cut in, but y'all having a lot of fun, so I want to have some fun too. I would like to know the inspiration behind Cowboys to Girls. I mean, like I said, I have that on 45, one of my favorites. All y'all songs was basically being sang to me, even though I hadn't even arrived. But the inspiration, I think that is just, it's the cutest cupcake song, you know, that a guy could, you know, and then he remembers when she got her first baby coach. Come on now.
Right.
He done watched her grow up. So what tell us about the inspiration.
Well, the inspiration came, the song was written by Toodles, McFadden and Whitehead.
Right.
Remember, Ain't No Stopping Us Now, guys. You guys have made Ain't No Stopping Us Now. Yeah, they introduced us to it. They wrote that for us, and we fell in love with it.
Wow!
Yeah, we did the background and everything there to it, but they're the ones, they're the writers of the song, McFadden and Whitehead.
Okay. Well, there ain't no stopping us now.
So,
okay.
Yeah, for Cowboys and
so,
Girls, like you said, mine's. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You tell me.
No, I was saying Cowboys to Girls. Like I said, we fell in love with it once they brought it to us. But they were inspired by those words, you know, and we brought them to life for them.
And it's one of those songs that's just timeless. Anytime you hear, you know exactly what it is as soon as those horns start.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, next time we
all
see
right.
you will hear it.
Oh, I have it with me. You don't have to worry about that.
But I'll tell you what, I wish I could get that song. I'm like Marshall, that song you played in the top of the show, that mother song.
Oh, I wrote that song.
That's you,
that
Daisy,
song,
right?
Yes, it's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah. Not so fast. It's actually on CD available for $10 today.
Already?
It's not on YouTube.
I Shazammed it already. Yeah, I'll take two. Right? Oh, I love that song. That's the first time I heard it. It is, yeah.
Well, thank
that's so much.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, Miss Daisy, I Shazammed it already, so it's. You know, I wanted to hear it too myself.
Okay.
That's a beauty there.
Thank you.
So, and I'm going to have to say good night to everyone, but it was a pleasure. And Beverly, I can't wait to see you in person. What can I say? I had such a wonderful time with you. Dale, you know I'm going to see you. All right, sis.
And thank you so much for being here with us. We're going to not keep any of you as we get ready to go out. We'll allow you all to say your goodbyes to the Godfather, Marshall Thompson, and we're going to go out on Cowboys to Girls.
Thank you, Marshall.
I want to know your name, and I'll always love my mama, and happy Mother's Day early to all of the mothers out there, to the mothers in heaven, to you, Mama D. I love you.
Thank you so much.
I love you,
yes.
Godfather.
Happy Mother's Day.
And last words that you all would like to say to the Godfather before he closes it out?
Yeah. We appreciate you, Godfather. Yeah, yep. And through the years, Marshall, you know, it's really been a pleasure. You know, we both went through things. We both went through things. But I was so glad to see you on the show, in Baltimore. And can't wait to see you again, my buddy. Can't wait to see you again.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. Okay?
This is Calvin speaking.
Mm-hmm. And let us know when you want to do something after this virus blow over. A lot of things will open up anyway. Okay.
You got it. Me and you. Okay. Good enough. Good enough.
And I like
I'm
to say
good night to
this is
go
Phil.
Ahead.
I
go
like
ahead.
To say God bless all us brothers who've been called a bunch of mothers, but we are right. Okay,
mothers,
mother's
day. To all the mothers and the brothers and the mothers. And thank you so much, everyone, for making this a very special Happy Mother's Day show, Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights. We wish all of you a blessed evening. Stay safe out there, and like the Godfather says, when it blows over, you all will be back together. So just stay safe.
Absolutely.
Godfather, close us out.
Good night,
all right.
Good night.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thanks.
Happy Mother's Day. God bless.
I'm the intruder. That's right.
The boys and girls.
I remember.
When I used to play shoot 'em up.
Shoot 'em up. Bang, bang.
I remember when I chased the girls and beat them up. But I was young and didn't understand. But now I'm a grown up man. I know girls are made for kissing. Never knew what I was missing.
Love you. If I
take you home. What do I have to give? What do I have to give? To call on the phone.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Lil Sonny. I drive a little red Volkswagen. I like to go horseback riding. I like all kind of sweets, cupcakes, crepes, and things like that. This is why I can't help from noticing you. Just a jazzy, jazzy old baby. Come on, can I have this dance? Something as groovy as this, we got to dance. Lord have mercy. Am I holding you too tight? I'm sorry, excuse me. I ain't gonna get too close. When are you gonna tell me your name? Please tell me your name. I'm just gonna have to grab you and hold you a little closer. I just got to. Lord. Have mercy. Taking a little movie, and afterwards I'll just drop you at the doorstep and give you a little kiss. Oh, I just, so many things that we could do if you tell me your name. I'm not even married. Are you married?
stays with you until the day you die. She taught me little things like saying hello and thank you, please. I'm scrubbing those floors on a bending knee. Oh, one of a kind. You've got yours and I've got mine. Oh, hey mama, hey mama. My heart belongs to you. Oh, yeah.
I always love my mama.
Yeah.
From day to day.
Only gets one, only gets one. Yeah.
I always love my mama.
did to raise me. H is for a heart as pure as gold. E is for eyes that shine with gladness. R is right, and right she'll always be. Put them all together, and they spell mother. Mother, a word that means the world to me. This song is dedicated to all the mothers all over the world. Give a listen.
Mother.